Strictly Ballroom is coming to Dorset in the next couple of weeks, organised by Weld Marshall. It's taking part in it. Over the past 6 months or so, there have been occasions where she and I have gone on some quite obscure trips together to try things out. So clay pigeon shooting or whelk tasting, just a couple of instances of that.
So with the final less than 3 weeks away, I thought I'd get my own back on Steve by taking him for a salsa lesson. Until he broke his ankle.
Sorry.
But luckily, good old producer Simon Jupp volunteered his two left feet for the challenge. So, we've arrived at our destination, Simon. Your fate awaits behind the doors to our left. How are you feeling?
Why are you doing this to me? I know that I still would do this, but I never thought I'd actually be standing by the car outside the village hall about to do this.
And here we are. Have you tried anything like this before?
No, I think my dancing can be described like a midlife crisis erupting on the dance floor. That's about as far as it goes, really.
And what would you like to say to our dear colleague Steve, who would have been here if he hadn't have broke his ankle?
I'll get my own back, Steve. I will get my own back. Never you fear.
Well, shall we dance?
I guess.
My name's Gemma Fulbrook, and I work for the Eileen Spracklin School of Dancing, and I've been teaching all the contestants for Strictly.
So tell us what Simon's going to be learning today.
He's going to be learning your routine, which is the Dirty Dancing's last dance, which is the Mambo.
And my partner Steve and I have been practicing this for 12 weeks now. How difficult do you think Simon might find this, considering it's only his first session?
It is actually a really difficult routine, as we found.
What defines the routine? Is it the flicks? Is it the hips?
Well, it's an iconic dance, isn't it, really? So you're under a bit of pressure. Everybody knows it. Everybody has expectations of it. But it is all about the timing is huge. And then, yeah, the flicks. Look at his face. He's scared. It is the rhythm. And, yeah, the timing's important.
Any tips for Simon?
Listen to me.
And Simon's going to be judged by you at the end. What are you going to be looking for?
Well, I'm very tough. Oh no, I just think if we can complete some steps, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Anything,
good start.
Anything's good.
They're now standing next to each other. They're embracing in some sort of way. What is going on? There's legs going everywhere. They're twirling. I feel like I'm in Strictly in London. How am I going to learn this? Well, that was amazing. I seriously haven't got to learn that, have I?
Yeah, you've got to have a go at least, Simon. Come on.
I'll have a go. But, I mean, as I said, I mean, I'm just glad I'm not your partner because I'd just, you know, I'd fail you miserably.
What do you think?
It was fantastic. Really, really good. I mean, obviously, the training has really paid off and I'm well impressed. I don't think I can even compete. So I am dreading this completely.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay, so we're going to do a toe heel right. Step. So you're going to tap your toe, then yep. You're going to step with your heel,
yeah,
and then you're going to flick it up. That's it, and then close.
Like a horse.
That's it, yes.
Right.
One, two, flick, close.
Simon, you almost lost balance
now,
then.
Too quick. I've been thinking slow. I'm watching you, so I'm not actually watching what I'm doing.
Okay.
So my body's kind of second guessing what you're doing
do
by
you
watching
you.
You. Right, here we go. I've already forgotten. What was it? So it was toe and then heel and then like the horse and then close. Is that it?
Yes.
Right, toe, heel, flick.
Toe, heel, flick. Okay, I'm doing it. Right, here we go. Now, Charlotte, was that terrible? That was terrible, wasn't it?
That's it was worth a one. So, Gemma, you've seen Simon's moves. What do you think of his first attempt at a salsa?
I think he was very good. Definitely better than he thinks he is. But you think the other contestants have had 12 weeks now. He's had, what, 12 minutes? So I definitely think you'd be fine after a few sessions.
And in true Strictly style, the scores from the judges.
Be nice.
Gemma Fulbrick.
I'd say 5.
A 5?
Yeah. I'm happy with 5. But let's be honest, we have sort of given up on this because I am quite so terrible.
So you'll just be very glad to come and watch me in a few weeks' time?
Very, very glad. I will sit in my seat with my drink by my side and perhaps a sandwich and very much enjoy myself.
Will I see you salsaing around the studio?
Maybe shuffling. That's because that's all I can do when it comes to dancing.
He's a good sport, isn't he? Simon Jupp there taking part in a salsa lesson with Eileen Spracklin School of Dancing's Gemma Fulbrook. If you'd like to see a video of Simon doing what he calls a toe-heel horse move.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that came from.
He described the flick as a bit like what a horse would do with its leg. So it quickly became like a traditional salsa toe-heel flick into a toe-heel horse.